That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. And the man joining me right now, you will know him if you watch Kid TV regularly about a year ago. He is Ryan Conway, former Kid TV director, producer.
Yeah. Director, producer, creative genius,
video, all around. Video stuff for the radio.
It wasn't paying as much as
right.
You'd think. Video and radio.
You have now moved on to work for an architecture firm.
Yeah, just
with flying buttresses and beams, load bearing,
yeah. Posters.
Okay, and so you're the videographer for
an architecture firm.
So you get to fly drones and get to go crazy and make your own videos with super tall, cool buildings, right?
To look at models and everything.
With zero, do you know what you're looking at, or do you have somebody there telling you, yeah, you need to make sure to get this, or do you just go and go, oh,
yeah,
that looks cool?
There's designers that they say, hey, these are the pieces and things like that.
Okay, but, so you do have some direction, it's not just...
Yeah. Well, very minimal direction.
Okay, that's cool. What I like to do on That's Debatable is just, you know, argue about some dumb stuff.
Cool.
You're the reason That's Debatable started. When we were sitting back in the man room for the Kid Craddock Morning Show, we would just talk about the dumbest of things. Some of our greatest hits, I think, are who would win in a fight between Dragon?
Drogon.
Drogon, the dragon from Game of Thrones.
And
Indominus Rex from Jurassic World. And we went on for hours and hours and hours on it.
We even asked Khaleesi.
We did.
Emilia Clarke.
And she was on my side. We fight every single day about who would win between Dragon and Indominus Rex. Do you have an opinion on who would win?
Oh, well, I mean, you know where my allegiances are going to lie.
Of course.
Obviously, my Dragon is going to kick any dinosaur butt.
And told you, flight and fire takes it every time, right?
Exactly. And wings, he can fly away.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
He's got the defense going.
Well, it's her dragon.
Of course. She's a little biased. So you picked Indominus Rex, and I'm a huge fan.
Camouflage
over flying wings and fire?
Indominus Rex, I feel like his skin is armored or something. People were shooting bullets at him. What's a little fire going to do?
Interesting. I don't think you brought that point up before. I didn't think about people were shooting him with bullets. Ooh, he may be really well armored, like you're saying. You might be able to say that Indominus Rex was able to hold his own for three rounds.
Yeah.
But I think if it's a fight to the death, wings and fire win every time.
Going back to the Cheeto is a chip kind of debate area?
Yes. Is the Cheeto a chip? Let's start with that right there. Is it?
I think so.
I agree.
I think I was in the it is a chip.
Oh, it made me so mad when people were arguing against it. If you're going to get a sandwich somewhere and they ask you if you want chips and a drink, Cheetos are an option. That makes them a chip.
No, it's a crunchy cheese snack.
If you look at the bag, it is a corn puffed snack. I suppose if you want to go by the strictest of definitions, but nomenclature says it's a chip.
But then what about the cheese ball puffs?
Oh no, not a chip.
Maybe once it goes to the
That's not a chip. Oh, you've thrown a wrench into my whole plan here. Don't let that spread. I'll edit that out, I guess.
Yeah.
What was the other one you thought of?
Okay. Is chili a soup?
Great question.
Because sometimes it can be pretty pretty watery.
I don't want watery chili for one, but
and you can't put soup on top of like a hot dog or something, but is chili just chili? Is it just
its own thing?
Its own genome?
I say that chili is not water-based. It is meat-based. Even if you're making it and it's soupy, kind of watery-like, it is still meat-based. Whereas chicken noodle soup, it's always more water.
But couldn't chili be a meatier tomato soup?
Yeah, I could see that. I would say if you're going to put extra things into stuff, like you can't start with soup and then be like, oh, okay, it's not soup. So if you start as a bowl of tomato soup and throw meat into it, your base is tomato soup. It's tomato soup with meat in it. Whereas if you have, you start with meat when you talk about chili. So I say no. I say chili is not soup. I have a crazy idea, and I want to see if you're on board with it.
Cool.
Okay. I've been thinking a lot about Mars, and how are we going to get there? What are we going to do? Stephen Hawking just wrote this big, long piece about how in the next 20 years, we got to have a presence on Mars and the moon, and we need to start being able to get ourselves off of this planet that is having so many issues. So what I was thinking is let's take it and treat it like they did Australia back in the day, and we make it a penal colony. You're on board with this?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
I had a similar idea of we just make Oklahoma the U.S. prison. It only serves as a prison. Everybody that has any crime goes to Oklahoma.
We are right next to Oklahoma, dude.
Maybe there's different levels, but they got a river.
So can we still go there to gamble, or do I have to find another...
Yeah, maybe there's like a perimeter around it. Maybe there's like a prisoner exhibit where you can go and just look at prisoners being natural.
And where do the people that live in Oklahoma, why did you choose Oklahoma?
I don't like Oklahoma. I think it was a college debate. I had to present an argument. I was like, Oklahoma should be a prison.
There, that was your argument in college?
There, yeah.
That's awesome.
Their lakes are dirty. Speed traps everywhere.
In this colony, we leave all of their existing infrastructure and basically just fence it in.
Yeah, and maybe it's divided. Like maybe Oklahoma City will be a nice the people like are on house arrest or something. Maybe it's a celebrity type of area where it's just kind of prisoners living.
That's where Martha Stewart and OJ and Wesley Snipes.
He's innocent, so.
Well, it's a good point. He's gonna find that killer. Yeah, it's his plan when he gets out. He's up for parole in 2020.
Go Jay.
Well, I was hoping that you'd call me an idiot for this, but yes, I think we should send all of our prisoners to Mars.
But they'd have to, this is where you have to start cracking down on like evil scientists or something like that.
Okay.
Because what's a prisoner going to do on Mars? They're like make a shank or
the ingenuity
bathtub Mars alcohol or. I'm reducing prisoners' intelligence to a pretty low bar.
And you should not. Have you watched any lockup? So they have shows where you can see different penitentiaries, and these people are creating some ingenious things. Like they have a guy makes guitars out of a boat kit. So he's allowed to have like little crafts and stuff in his cubicle. It's not like a maximum security prison, but he's allowed to have crafts that you can put together like a little model boat, and he will make out of two or three of those model boat kits, he'll make a actual working electric guitar, like with the notes and everything, like with the correct tuning and all of that. It's insane. They also come up with a kite system where they're able to pass like notes to each other from cell to cell. I think that if they're stuck however many millions of miles away on Mars, and they put together like that first base, we would get up there and be like, whoa, these guys did it right. Plus,
all right, let's start reinforcing these. Well, then I can get my architecture firm to come up and start, you know, reinforcing things. And
that's my pitch. I'm going to write my congressman. Another, I don't want to say staple because I haven't done it that much, but would you rather date a... And this is where I insert two different things. So I've had things like model or actor or musician or model. Would you rather date one or the other? My newest one is as a man, which, let's be honest, between the two of us, we're not the bulkiest, brawniest, like badass dudes.
Check out our facial hair on Kid TV right now.
Yeah. Well, I didn't turn the cameras on.
No, Kid TV.
So would you rather date a female police officer or a female firefighter?
Ooh.
It makes me...
Okay, well, I'm going to go off... I don't know anyone who is dating a policeman, but I know someone who's married to a firefighter.
Right.
We both do.
Is it Lacey?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Loose lips and childbearing hips is also up on KidNation.com.
And just from things of maybe a sexual nature that comes from... being a fireman, I don't know if I can handle that all. I don't know if the smoked salmon will be on the menu every night.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. Because... Oh, my God. No, I understand what you're saying there, but I was also thinking you were going to go the other way and be like, oh, I'm into handcuffs.
Oh, that, and, but yeah, and think.
There are a lot more puns that
perks
you, there are a lot more puns you could use as a fireman, as a firefighter, like, oh, you want to handle the hose? Like,
let's ignite this relationship.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a lot more pun-based, which would be more fun for me. Where I go is jealousy over, like, worrying about the in-the-bedroom exploits. Like, I would go, you're going to be around these, like, buff firemen that are probably, like, 10 times better than me.
Sliding
saving lives.
And everything.
Yeah. I would say...
Constant pole action.
Whereas you just get the usual partner on the police force. You don't get the 24 hours on, 24 hours off kind of thing. I don't think. Maybe you do. You don't get 24 hours on as a cop. No, they do, like, 12-hour shifts. And so I would think that I would prefer the police officer over the firefighter.
Yeah. And they know how to handle a weapon, which I think we're both
are
registered.
Are you making innuendos?
Weapon. Yeah.
you have a concealed handgun?
Yes, that's what I was going for.
Okay, yeah, you get a license for that?
They're more trained.
So you'll say,
and just for security purposes, I'm living with someone who owns a gun.
Right.
And who's good with a gun. Trained with a gun.
I don't want to know what they would use that billy club for, though. That's not... That's...
Well, it might be a couple activity. There's There's three ends.
Oh, my goodness. We'd have to bring in... We could get the fireman or the firefighter, not fireman. Because we need to make a clear distinction. We need to bring in a firefighter that's female.
Well, I don't know. Actresses, don't they want to be called actors? Isn't there?
Yeah, but there's no man in, like, if it was called.
Just like a fireman.
If it was an act man or an act woman, they'd be like, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and make up a new word that is like, oh, acting,
so like
actor.
A firer? A firer?
A firefighter.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Then what, a policeman? A cop, I guess. But cops kind of...
Police officer?
Yeah.
You are being so sexist right now.
Man, they both handled that pretty well.
Yeah, okay.
Both departments.
Let's see, can I come up with one?
And just the firefighter, too. Well, I don't know, both are pretty... Your partner is in constant danger, too.
True.
So maybe they... So with both, maybe they come home and like maybe their adrenaline's pumped or something, and maybe that translates to.
I'm gonna say police officer. That's my vote.
Yeah,
you go police officer on it too.
I don't know. Smoked salmon is good sometimes.
Okay. I had something. What was I going to go with? Other names for just male professions. So there's not a good. Like you have fireman, they change it to firefighter for both genders.
Policeman.
What about the strongman competition? You're if you're a female bodybuilder, what do you change? You're not a strong person competition doesn't have that same ring to it.
Strong human?
That's boring. You want to be like
strong Hugh woman?
Strong Hugh?
We got Hugh Manns. Shouldn't there? There's another one right there.
Perfect. You're right. Recently, we found out. Do you know what Elena Davies is doing right now? She was the phone screener on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and she has moved on.
She's not here?
No.
What?
Do you know why? Big Brother season 19.
No way.
Yes. How
Holy
awesome is that?
Crap. My mom and stepdad are religious with that show.
You have somebody to
That's
root
crazy.
For now. Pretty awesome.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it, too. It'll be the first time I ever watch it. I love the premise of the thing. Now, I haven't ever paid attention to it, but like they do terrible things to these people.
And she has no outside contact.
She's sequestered and has no phone. I tried to text her when I found out, and of course, she was already in the house whenever they announced the names. So I don't know what's going down, but I'm going to watch this season to find out. Do you know, like, the terrible things that they do?
No.
Okay, so you lose a challenge, they'll, like, take your bed away from you.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, ice rooms sometimes that you have to sleep in.
And they have they'll give you like a bamboo bed instead of your regular nice mattress if you lose the contest. They leave the lights on for like 90 hours straight. And it's a little bit sadistic, but I guess if you've signed up for it to win a $500,000, it's not like they've put you in Abu Ghraib.
No.
So I'm excited to see how far she goes. It's like 8 new people and 8 returning people. So there are some veterans that actually know what's going on. So I'm interested to see how far Elena can take it.
Does she know the show? Does she watch it a bunch? Is she a fan? Because I've heard that helps, like having that old.
I have not heard her ever say one word about Big Brother in the 3-4 years I've known her. So I don't think so. I don't think she was a big fan. You do, I found out from reading some Reddit, which thank you for turning me on to Reddit, Ryan.
Oh, thank you.
Worst looking website in the world, but a lot of terrible. Good information.
The comments are what saves the site.
People on the forums on Reddit will say things like, oh, she doesn't know anything about it because she picked this guy as her favorite character, her favorite former contestant. So
profile's already out?
Yeah. And so you got James is who she picked, I think, from season 18. So what people were kind of roasting her online going, oh, she must have just watched a couple of seasons while she was sequestered because that's all the entertainment they'll give her. Nobody would pick James. He's awful. So I don't know that she's a huge fan of Big Brother, but there's a lot of good stuff being said about her online. And, you know,
a lot of
trolls are saying some mean things. That leads me into what reality show do you want to go on that you think you could win? I would say,
being away from this show has made me forget about a lot of reality shows.
Yeah. I say win because everybody would choose The Real World if there was no incentive, because it's the cushiest lifestyle. You just go, you don't have a job, you sit around and go drink and party all day. But I'm talking about competing to win a sum of money.
It would have to be, it couldn't be for a person. So
for a person?
Yeah, like Bachelor. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Competing for a person. Or Bachelorette or something. Bing. No.
Would you rather be the Bachelor or on the Bachelorette?
Definitely not the Bachelorette. I wouldn't do anything. I would just sit in the back and, like, eat.
Yeah, my socially awkward self would go,
I wouldn't be able to insert myself into a situation.
Can I borrow you for a minute? I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I borrow you for a minute?
Wait, what are we? Can we talk?
Hey, babe, what are you drinking over there? Let me slap those thighs.
And I'd be like, oh.
Is there a lot of thigh slapping?
Well, if you want to go slap your thighs, it's fine.
There's a lot of thigh slapping.
But it's just that
that's what you picture
that
is happening.
I have zero experience in.
True. Me neither. So I think I would go on Survivor. Survivor, I think I could win pretty easily. I don't need creature comforts. All I really have that I need is TV. I think I could live without that for a month and just go find something. If you're on a beach or in the middle of the jungle, you can go have fun there. I don't need like really good food. I've never been a foodie. Yeah. I think I'd be pretty good at it. And I think I would be just the biggest jerk, but the jerk that's able to do things. I could build a fire.
Yeah, build a fire. It can scavenge and, hey, you need some sticks for something. I can be the stick guy. But that reminds me of something. I've kind of tried to justify my slim figure and...
Okay, so let's, for people listening, give me some measurements. Height and weight?
I might be 145 and 6'1".
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got some length to you.
But most of my weight is in my hair.
So when was the last time you got a haircut? I know we'll circle back around to what you were talking about in just a second.
I think I've gotten 3 haircuts since growing it out, which was December 2015.
And you did, how long did you start growing your hair out? Like, you grew it
It's been 2.5 years since I made the decision to grow it out.
And that first time you got a haircut and then you stopped for how long before you got another haircut? What was the...
Oh, it was a year.
It was a full year?
Yeah, because I started in December and then a year later I was working here and they were sending me to go interview like Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Maybe it's time to get a haircut.
Nice. Okay, so now circle back around to what you were just saying.
So, my best friend, just like this built, tall guy who's athletic, and he eats like 5 million calories a day. And I've just been friends with him for a long time, and I've seen, okay, yeah, you can do all that crap. You know, what's my talent? And if it was survival, sure, like zombie apocalypse, any type of apocalypse, world's coming down. He's got to have a large calorie intake to sustain that physique.
Of course.
And so,
good point.
If we're getting down to the wire, can he sustain that? And if he can't, can he cope with his new body, new physique?
It's kind of the same philosophy I have in my entire life. If I pretend like I don't know how to do anything, nobody's going to rely on me to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, the guy that's buff and jacked and he looks like he's the leader of men, he's got a whole mess of problems where people are coming up, I need your help, I need you to help me, you need to protect me, please. And you, me, we are just like, yeah, nobody's following us anywhere. It's just me and maybe one other person that I have to rely on. Yeah, it's a lot less weight to...
sick kid or something.
Yeah.
Just like dragging along.
I want to close it out with a new segment of That's Debatable. Ooh. And I'm going to call it... Debatable. Is It Still Funny?
That's Debatable.
Now, if there's a better name for it, I'm sure there is, and I'll come up with it. But I just came up with this idea last night. So I'm going to take old things that we thought were hilarious, and let's see if they're still funny today. Do you know about the Mobile Leprechaun?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The answer already is yes, it is still funny.
Who all seen a leprechaun say yeah? Yeah!
So if you don't know the story, it's a famous YouTube video about... people seeing a leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama, but it's clearly just the group of people in Mobile banding together to mess with this news, mess with this reporter. And it is, I think, a great exercise in bringing a community together because everybody, they get like 20 people in on this.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson.
How little power does this newscaster have? He's just
zero power.
Just read what's on the prompter. Don't ask any questions. Because I think... if it were me, I'd love it. Hilarious. Let's roll with it. These people don't seem too enthused. The woman, maybe. Like, the man is like, what are we doing?
Yell at the producer in 5 minutes.
Now, why could he not like read over things ahead of time and be like, we're doing a story?
Because they don't. They don't, Trey.
Well, he needs to get on top of his stuff. Crichton is now running this news station.
And there's more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
That's organization.
But, so you're sure that was all of them messing?
Okay, so the other side of this coin is they're not messing with the newscaster, and they all think a leprechaun is there. I think I should point out, and I don't know... if this is, it's relevant, I think. It's an African-American community. All of the people on there are black. I think it's a let's mess with these people. And I think it's brilliant.
I would love it.
Because there's no way that they're all like bringing camcorders and looking for a leprechaun. Somebody came up with an idea. You know what? I think this is probably what happened. They were having a party out, hanging out at somebody's house that's like next to a field, and somebody gets in trouble. The cops are called for being too loud. I don't know. But it gets picked up as a news story. And then the spokesperson for this party's like, nah, we were just looking for the leprechaun.
Good point. Yeah, and then, it was a cover.
And then, so they go, oh, a leprechaun, you say? Tell me more about this. And that's when the guy sends out the mass text going, hey, guys. We're about to do something big here.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say.
The amateur sketch looks like the Walter White sketch on Breaking Bad.
The leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory.
This guy's the voice of reason. Guys, it's not a leprechaun. Here's what it is.
It's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
Now, she's not wrong. It could be a crackhead. Could be several of them being crackheads and just thinking it's a leprechaun.
And it told me to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
Are we supposed to be scared of leprechauns?
Yeah, they mess with you.
That's from the one movie. That's like saying that you should be afraid of all dolls because Chucky.
You gotta like put like goat's blood on your door so the leprechaun won't come.
Really? I thought leprechauns are supposed to be nice. All I know about leprechauns is what I know about heart stars and horseshoes.
Well, they're just practical jokers. So like I'm standing here and a leprechaun comes around. We don't know it's come around, but then I try to walk and my shoes are tied and I fall and I like maybe I hit my head and pass out and bleed out.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish. I just came to help out.
The flute is a piece of PVC pipe with holes cut in it.
This guy is joking.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm gonna run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I wanna know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
I wonder where Brian Johnson is now.
It's a pretty generic name.
He's probably, if I had to guess, that had to skyrocket him to hard-hitting BBC News. I'm Brian Johnson, BBC News.
Okay, another theory. It was a joke for the newscasters, but it just took off. Like, this was something the news station planned, but it...
You're saying it's like a viral marketing scheme.
Yeah.
Now, that would be brilliant. I don't give them enough credit. I don't think that I give them they don't have the wherewithal to do that.
So that makes me think of another thing. What were the first like viral videos? Like,
right.
What were the first things that? Because I remember I was a freshman in high school, and that was when I first discovered YouTube.
Yeah.
And the first thing I saw on YouTube was like the whale that was dead on the beach, and so
it's not funny.
They used explosives because they thought we're just going to blow it back out to the sea. We're going to plant explosives on this side of the whale, and it's going to blow to that side.
I take it back. That is still funny.
There's so many people lined up on the beach to watch this, and the smell is terrible. And so they're like, okay, let's do this. And you're like, okay, yeah, things have worked. And then all of a sudden, whale chunks start falling from
down.
The sky. Like, it's hitting the parking lot. It's hitting cars. Cars are getting destroyed. My whale
destroyed, totaled. Oh my god, that's so good.
And that was a viral. There was like the chocolate rain guy. There's
power thirst.
Like, what was power thirst?
Power where they had this energy drink will give you the speed of a Kenyan. This energy drink will make sure that you kick Mother Nature's face with your energy legs. It was pretty funny back in the day, but it's not that good. Well, I'll bring that up on one of these Is It Still Funnies.
But what if those were campaigns?
Hang on. What if YouTube came up with the idea to do these ridiculous videos? So they start their own viral. That's how they got to be so big. Is they're like, we got to get some videos that people are going to click on.
Have you seen this thing on YouTube? YouTube?
What's YouTube?
What?
Yeah. And that is how YouTube got to be so big. It's all a conspiracy.
And now YouTube takes their content creators and
yes, they pay them back. Well, exploits them.
I think they do.
I think that we've done enough debating.
Cool.
No? All right. Well, Ryan Conway, thank you so much. Ooh. I would appreciate it if you come back at some point. because you're one of the funniest people I know.
Oh, thank you.
And since
you
I don't get to see
you as much.
You know. You've also got all the other podcasts up at KidNation.com, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. You can listen to Shut Up, which I know is probably the reason you're on KidNation.com looking at the podcast page. So thanks for stopping by mine as well. Kelly just put together a new one. A Sandwich and Some Lovin'. It's her and Alan together, her fiancé Alan.
Do they share the sandwich? Or?
I think it's, you know what kind of sandwich it is.
Smoked salmon.
Little PB. Oh, yeah. There you go. Because you got a pretty good Snapchat game.
Snapchat has been weaker over the time because most of my stories now go on Instagram.
Okay. Well, then what's your Instagram?
I love Conway. Snapchat is Guy Pubert. Seriously. GUYPUBERT.
And
no spaces.
You got a story behind that? Or?
Drinking at my friend's house 4 years ago, maybe 5 years, a while ago. And everyone's like, hey, guys, Snapchat, I'm using it now. What are your names? Jason Pounder? I don't know, all these other weird things. I was like, Guy Pubert.
Gotcha.
Get some laughs in the room. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, that's my name.
Pretty good. All right, follow Ryan on Snapchat and Instagram and all that good stuff. Follow me, too, on The Tradio. Or you can follow That's Debatable at debate_that. Or, you know, you could just Snapchat me since that's just as easy. Trey Peart, P-E-A-R-T. And That's Debatable. We're all done here. Thanks, Ryan. Come back again.
Woo!
Woo! You want to do That's Debatable one more time? And that's debatable. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.